Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
And we would like to welcome our visitor today in English, Gitani. Good morning, sir. And how are you? And please introduce yourself to the public. We are live now, not just in one province, but we are live, simultaneously live worldwide via FB page, Abantero, Radio Natin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's a great honor to be here.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. And can you tell us about your name and the ministry and why you are here in the Philippines, particularly in Davao de Oro area, sir?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Jason Mannering, and I'm the senior pastor and founder of Gateway Life Church in Australia. This is my third time here in the Philippines.
Third time,
oh, yeah.
Are you a missionary here in the Philippines?
Yes, yeah, we're also here to really just wanting to engage with pastors and leaders to see what we can do to come alongside them to equip, encourage, and empower them in the ministry.
Great. So I believe you have the message of God for this morning, but before that, we'd like also to welcome your companion. Sir, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Paul Yanota. Mm-hmm. I work with in the ministry with my pastor.
Pastor.
Pastor. I like how they say it's pastor. This is my first trip. Here.
Yeah.
And I love the Philippines. I love the Filipino people, the food. We were last night ministering in Pastor Jesse's church. With his wife Joy there, and we had a really, really good time. The Holy Spirit moved, manifested. There was people baptized in the Holy Spirit, and about 12 people, and God just did an amazing work there. So we were very, very excited. Yeah, we're just excited to be here, Mike.
Si mismo si Pastor Jesse lumakto para may balang niya. May balang ginatong tanan. Kinsa kini sila, before na to pawalihon, we will let our pastor now to preach. But before that, paibalon kamo, labi na sa mga kabukiran karon. We can be listened also in our mountain area, valleys here. People are listening. People are listening now. But before that, atong papa-istoryahon si Pastor Jesse Lumakto, kagibit-bit yun nila yung mga man of God din, kidaan niya din, para masabta na to gayon. Ang katuyuan sa Ginoo aniya ang ato ang manugat gikan sa Pilipinas gani Evangelist Reverend Pastor Jesse Lumakto. Good morning.
Good morning and to God be the glory.
Amen.
Pastor June.
Yes.
Giving us this opportunity to once again bring the message of God through our brethren from Australia, Pastor Jason Mannering and Brother Paul, and together with me, Brother Eric from the Davao City.
It's such an honor for our pastor to be here. We are so honored, and now we'd like to let you know that this radio broadcast, all who are sharing that Jesus Christ is our Savior, this is for free. we never charge the preaching of the word here, because we believe that man can only obtain salvation by hearing and hearing the word of truth. And there are still misconceptions these days that if you have positive mind, positive thinking, you're well. But no, it's beyond. It's the peace that passes all understanding. It's not money anyway. It's not monetary, but you have to know the truth about the gospel of Christ. So without further ado, I am so excited. Now, Pastor, it's your time, and brothers and sisters, please listen to this, we can say it's a life-changing moment today.
Yeah.
And we praise the Lord for them, and I thank God that God is using men and women, even in our country, from outside of the country, outside of our country, they are here. Please listen to them. It's very far, miles and miles away. Australia is miles and miles away here, but now the word is available for us. And listen to the word of God today. Pastor, it's your time.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And again, I want to say that it's a great honor for us to be on 104.7 FM and to be ministering to millions of people right now. It's always a great honor to bring God's word. And I want to thank just Eric and Kathy, who are our contacts here in the Philippines. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. So we thank God for them so much. And we also thank God for Pastor Jesse. We ministered in his church last night and had a great time. And I want to thank him also for making this possible. So I've got a word in my heart. And the thing that I really want to talk about today is really the greatest attribute and characteristic of who God is. And so we understand that God has many names, he has many attributes, he has many qualities. But I want to talk about a characteristic and attribute which I believe is clearly the most supreme characteristic of God. Now, that's a pretty big statement, but I'm going to prove it to you through Scripture. And so I'm going to turn to Revelation chapter 4. And we're going to read from verses 4 to 11. And I'm also just aware, let's just have some church in this place right here. So even though I'm going to, you know, preach and teach, I want to also keep it conversational. So, okay, I'm going to read from verse 4. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold upon their heads. Verse 5. And from the throne of God proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like a bull. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like an eagle. Like, I don't know, this vision that the Apostle John had is like, wow. And verse 8, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And we all know that Jesus is coming soon. This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go astray. This is a time to lean in and to draw near to God. Verse 9, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him, who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and they cast their crowns before him, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will everything exists and was created. The Apostle John tells us that these four powerful, supreme beings declare these three words day and night. Can you picture the scene? Can you hear the repetition? Holy, holy, holy. It's important to remember that the only characteristic of God that is repeated three times throughout all of Scripture is in regards to God's holiness. It's interesting to note that we never read, love, love, love is the Lord God Almighty. And we know that God is love. We never read grace, grace, grace is the Lord God Almighty. And we know that it's by grace that we're saved. We never read healer, healer, healer is the Lord God Almighty. And we know that he also died for our sicknesses and not just for our sins. And we never read provider, provider, provider. You know, so often people, they want to come to God just because of what God can give to them. It would be right to say that to declare something once from Scripture is important. To declare something twice, to find another passage that is like an affirmation, you know, that would communicate an emphasis. But to have something eternally communicated day and night, 24/7, 365 days a year, that demands our absolute attention. The interesting thing is this, that Revelation chapter 4 is not an isolated vision or picture. Again, this was the vision that John the Baptist had, but the prophet Isaiah also had a very similar vision. We find this in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 2 to 3, and the vision goes like this. Above him, talking about God, stood the seraphim. And again, we see a similar description. Each had six wings. With two, they covered their face. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they flew. And they called to one another, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." You know, the glory of God is the presence of God. And in the presence of God is found the power of God. And I want to say to everyone in the studio and everyone who can hear my voice right now, I just want you to know that you are in the glory of God. You know, a prayer that you never have to pray to God is this. You never have to pray, "God, please be with me today." You never have to pray that prayer because we're in the glory of God always. The glory of God is the presence and power of God. David said, "Where can I run from your presence? If I try and run, there you will be." So that's a prayer that you never have to pray, because right now you are in the presence of God. And at the end of this message, I'm going to be praying just for those who need healing in their body and for the salvation of souls. Furthermore, as I begin to draw near to a close, in Revelation chapter 4, the 24 elders cast their crowns before the throne. And we see in this act the eternal and unlimited authority and power of God. You know, every time the seraphim rise up and cry holy, it's in response to a fresh revelation that the seraphim have had in regards to the holiness and the power and the almighty presence of God. And so when they rise up and say holy, holy, it's because they've just had another picture, another fresh revelation of who God is. And I just want to say that it doesn't matter how much we know or even how little we know about God, there's always something new to discover about God. I want to give someone the opportunity now to respond to Jesus. But before I do that, I just want to pray for anyone out there who is sick in their body. I'm not sure what you're going through. And I just want to say that, you know, I am not a healer. I am not the healer. Jesus is the healer. But what Jesus needs is a gateway. He needs someone who can become a transition place of bringing the heavenly realm to the earth. That's why Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. He said, "Pray like this: Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In order for heaven to come to earth, God needs a gateway. And that's the purpose for the name of our church, Gateway Life Church, because I believe that God calls every person to be a gateway to bring the heavenly realm to the earthly realm. And so I just want to pray a very simple prayer. If you're someone out there and you need healing in your body, you might have something as simple as a headache. You might be fighting cancer. You might have broken bones, torn muscles, ligaments, back pain. The list goes on. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm grateful that God knows. He knows everything about you. And you're not alone. He's with you in the midst of your storm. I want to pray for you right now and then give you an opportunity to respond to Jesus. Are you ready? So, Father, I thank you for this radio station, that you are using it as a gateway. You are using it, Lord God, to extend heaven on earth. And Father, I speak to every condition through this microphone. I speak to sickness. I speak to disease. I speak to broken bones. I speak to cancer. I speak to, Lord God, crippling and threatening diseases. And I bind every sickness. I bind every disease. And I loose all my brothers and sisters of all sickness, and I command you to be healed and to be set free in Jesus' name. Even those listening to this replay, I thank you for healing, God. I release the healing anointing. I release by faith because I love and care about people. I thank you, Lord, for healing virtue to flow and for people to be healed and to be made whole in Jesus' name. Amen. My final prayer today is for those who need salvation. If you know that you're far from God for whatever reason and that you need to come back to Him, or perhaps you've never made a decision, perhaps you never knew that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, perhaps you never knew that broad is the road that leads to hell and to destruction, and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. Jesus is the narrow gate. And if you want to be saved today, if you want to find yourself on your way to heaven, then there's two things we need to acknowledge today. Number one, we need to acknowledge that we are a sinner. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of God's standard. Number two, we need to acknowledge that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. And so if that's you, if you just know in your heart that you're not perfect, if you know in your heart that you need someone greater than yourself, then I just want you to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I believe there's someone listening to me right now, and you're in a jail cell. That just came to me right then. There's someone, and you're in your room, and you're just wondering what life is all about. You feel very much alone. You feel broken. You feel discouraged. The Lord wants you to know that He sees you right now. He sees you, and He's for you. If that's you, if you know that God is using my voice to speak to you right now, then repeat this prayer after me, and perhaps the studio could respond as I pray. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
I come before you this day, and I simply ask, please forgive me of all my sins. Heal me. Make me whole. Set me free. And help me to be the person you've created me to be. I thank you, God, that you love me and that you have forgiven me and that I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the visitor, all the listeners, a hand for those who prayed that prayer. Praise God. And just finally, before I hand it back to Pastor, if you're not a part of a local church, and then I want to encourage you to contact this station, 104.7 FM, either text this station, call in, or email them, and they can help you find a good, life-giving local church. They can connect you to Pastor Jesse here, a great pastor in the city of Nabunturan, and they will love you. They will encourage you to be all that God has called you to be. Thank you so much. Salama.
Wow. Speechless, that was love. Knowing God in His great attribute. Holy, 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 humility comes. Humility will follow if one will know that God is holy, so we will be humble. We will come to Him in repentance. Repentance comes to those who know how sinful we are and how holy God is.
Amen.
And that's the start of knowing God. Yeah, knowing Him and accepting Him as your Lord and personal Savior.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow.
And praise God. Amen. For the life-changing moment today. Through His word. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for the word of God today. O gi higugmang kita sa Ginoo, Maigsoon. O gibisita kita dinhi usab o alagad sa Ginoo gikan pa sa Australia si Pastor Jason Manley, Brother Paul Ianota, o si Brother Eric Valdivieso. Gateway Life Church from Albury, Australia. Is there any activities here? You have crusades and Bible studies or a pastor conference or worker conference? So
yeah, we've had
how we can contact you.
Yeah, we've had a number of different engagements. We had, what we are calling Holy Spirit Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first one in Davao City. We had one with Pastor Jesse last night here in the Bunturin. Mm-hmm. And tonight, this afternoon, we are heading to Panabu to be with Pastor June. And I believe we start at 6 p.m. And so everyone listening is welcome to come. Be rest assured, it will be a powerful time.
A very hectic schedule for God's glory. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening to us. We would like to greet those who are joining us on air. Ang topic ko, ang ipadala sa Ginoo, ang ipadayag niya sa iyang pulong karon dili ni aksidente. It's not an accident. This is a divine appointment. Why Pastor Jason Manring is here, it's not an accident, but it's a God, it's divine appointment to know how holy God is and how frail and how sinful we are.
Amen.
So once again, thank you, Pastor. Though I am not that fluent to speak straightly now, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, God is moving around us now in this municipality, and even our governor. We believe that our governor, he welcomes all men and women who spread the gospel in our province. And we believe that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And everything will just follow if we fear God.
Wow, wow.
And this province choose to fear the Lord.
Wow.
And those religious leaders, it's not religion. We believe not religion, but relationship in Jesus Christ. We just express that matters most.
So true.
Amen.
Though you may have millions of religion, if you don't have a true relationship with Christ, it's in vain. It's nothing.
Yeah.
But if you have relationship, it is like a solid rock. You are founded in solid rock.
Yes.
You can be assured of heaven.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Amen.
In Christ
Amen.
Jesus. So, Pastor,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters
thank
in Christ,
you.
Thank you for listening to us. And again, sometimes no atoning ni replay. Karon we are live now throughout week. Tanang nga mga nas pantukan karon live ta dito sa Radyo Diuro Pantukan. We are not live just here in our municipality, but we are also live simultaneously, as I said, in Pantukan area, and in Oriental, Davao Oriental. And we are simultaneously live for the people to know the love of God. And even in worldwide now, we are live via FB page, Radio Diuro, Bagong Radio Natin Nationwide, all around the world, we are live. So praise God for such an opportunity, a privilege. We are honored that man of God, Pastor Jason Manring, Brother Paul Yanota, Brother Eric Valdivieso from Gateway Life Church in Albury, Australia, with Pastor Jesse Lumangtot og gitawagan jud ko ni General Manager. My kuya. Evangelist Mario Angelo Soto. He called me up this morning, and I can't refuse because this is such a great honor for the Word of God to be spread again in this program, Abantero. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.